So this is a shocking situation for anybody, particularly and including somebody in the medical profession. But I see, I guess you all took a little bit of a breath and thought about the issue of fertility.
Yeah, we thought about two big issues, and I think that's really important. You know, you diagnose these cancers, you want to take one step back and say, what are the two key issues? One is that you want to start thinking about germline genomic testing early. This is a patient who clearly fits into all the guidelines for germline genomic testing. Although she didn't have a family history, we know that a certain percentage of these young women, not a small percentage, might have a germline mutation. So that's something you have to talk to the patient about and send off early because we know it's going to impact her decisions about surgery in terms of a bilateral mastectomy or a lumpectomy unilateral. The second thing you have to think about right away is fertility issues because the chemotherapy that we give in the neoadjuvant setting may cause ovarian suppression that's more long duration. So we know it causes temporary ovarian suppression, but what we don't know is what chemotherapy does for ovarian reserve. Most young women, depending on the chemo you give, will recover their ovarian function. But the problem is that we don't know what it does for their ovarian reserve. It's a huge issue for ER-positive cancer. We have to give hormone therapy afterwards. But for triple-negative disease in a 33-year-old woman, we already know that your ovarian reserve is starting to decline, sadly. So you want to not close any of those doors. This woman's single. She definitely had not closed the door on having children someday. And you always have the time to harvest eggs. I would say that, you know, it takes 2 weeks to harvest eggs. And now there's huge success with using frozen mature oocytes. So it's really, really important to give this option to our patients.